What is a miracle? Webster defines it as an effect or extraordinary event in the physical world that surpasses all known human or natural powers and is ascribed to a supernatural cause. 2. Such an effect or event manifesting or considered as a work of God. 3. A wonder, a marvel. And 4. A wonderful or surpassing example of some quality, a miracle of modern acoustics. Now, what about the most famous miracle, the Christmas miracle? Even during this time of year, it is easy to forget about, isn't it? We all get caught up in the hustle and bustle of shopping, travel, and trying not to get cranky. Well, let us tell you of a bunch of travelers on a journey to their miracle destinations. As all good stories begin, once upon a time, there was a very busy travel agency, Fairview Community Travel Agency, located in Costa Mesa, California. The owner and her trusty assistant were trying their very best to encourage people to travel to see the Christmas miracle. Unfortunately, they were not having very good luck. Now, sit back into your seats as we watch the story unfold.
Oh, no, thank you. We have other plans to thanks anyways.
Hi. You guys look like big baseball fans. Do you want to go see the Christmas miracle?
No, thank you.
No, we're on our way to go see the real miracle.
Really? Now, what's that?
We would like tickets to Cooperstown, New York, please.
We're going to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Now, what's miraculous about that?
We're going to see the memorabilia of the 1969 New York Mets, Miracle Mets.
Yeah, they were first called the Lovable Losers until they won the World Championships and then became the Miracle Mets.
Well, you boys seem to have some big plans, so go on to Cooperstown. Here's your tickets.
Book your travel now. Last minute deal to see the Christmas miracle. Book your travel now. Last minute deal to see the Christmas miracle.
Hi. We need tickets to New Jersey.
Well, hi there. Boy, you girls look like Jonas Brothers fans.
Hi. Yes, we would like tickets to the birthplace of the amazing, handsome, talented Jonas Brothers. What you mean is we need plane tickets to New Jersey, please.
But wouldn't you rather go to see the Christmas miracle?
Oh, we are going to see the miracle. We are going to camp out at their house until Nick comes out and says, yes, he will marry me.
Oh.
Believe me, that would be a miracle.
Okay, well, good luck, and here's your tickets. Hiker boys, what can we help you with?
We would like two tickets to Nepal, please. We're hiking Mount Everest, the world's tallest mountain.
Yeah, it's about a million feet high.
No, it's 29,002 feet high, Charlie.
Well, that is almost a million.
Wow, that is some adventure you're going to be taking.
Yes, it will be a miracle if we can do it.
Well, keep the faith, boys, and if you change your mind, we still have plenty of tickets for the Christmas miracle. Here's your tickets.
Now on sale, travel to see the Christmas miracle. Now on sale.
No time. We are very busy and serious inventors.
Hi, inventors. Boy, you look like you're serious inventors. What can I help you with?
Hello, ma'am. We would like 2 tickets to Denmark, please.
Yes, we are inventors.
I can see that. So, what are you going to be doing in Denmark?
I'm going to see a Lego man.
Wow, the Lego man.
Actually, we are going to visit the birthplace of old Kurt Christensen, the man who invented Legos.
Oh, okay. Well, here's your tickets, boys. Have a safe trip and bring me back some Legos, please.
Yes, the Christmas miracle of getting all my shopping done.
Hello there, boy. You sure look like some dedicated shoppers.
Yes, you can say that again.
We'd like to have 2 tickets to West Edmonton Shopping Center in Canada. You know it's the largest shopping center in North America.
We are sure to finish all our shopping there.
Well, you do know there's more to Christmas than shopping and presents, don't you?
Oh, yes, but you don't know my family and friends.
Okay, well, here's your tickets. Have fun with your shopping.
No, thank you. We have other plans.
Yeah, we have other plans.
Yeah, we have our other plans.
Hi, beautiful French girls. You look beautiful. What can I help you with?
Hello. We would like 2 tickets to Paris, France, please. We are traveling to see the miracle of the Eiffel Tower. You know, this is the most known, well-paid monument in the world, you know?
And to have some French fries and cheese.
And some yummy crepes and croissants.
Wow, you girls are making me hungry.
Well, the best food in the world is in France, you know.
But no fruit, Chloe.
Don't worry, Emma, you won't have to eat any fruit in France.
Okay, well, here are your tickets to go to France. And hi there, Kylie. Where are you going?
I'm going to Disneyland to Legends, Kylie.
Oh, wow. Well, here's your ticket to Disneyland. There you go.
In Hawaii.
You look like you need a party.
Hello, well, let me guess. You want to go to Hawaii.
Well, how are you? Oh, Hawaii. You are so smart. How'd you know that?
I just guessed.
We're going to see the amazing volcanoes, surf the best waves, and soak up the sun.
And we're going to dig up some miracle crystal on the big island because we got big plans. Because we're big-time guys.
Okay, then. Well, have some safe traveling.
Mahalo.
Hello. Can I help you, ladies?
Well, yes, you can. We need 2 first-class tickets to New York, New York.
Yes, we are starring on Broadway in The Miracle Workers.
I am starring as Helen Keller. My name will be in lights for all to see.
Wow.
And I am starring Anna Sullivan.
We are very important people. Everybody knows our names.
Wow, I can tell. Well, here's your tickets. Now go break a leg. Africa? May I ask you why Africa?
I'm going for the harvest of the miracle fruit.
Miracle fruit? I've never heard of any such thing.
You haven't? Small, it's like a grape, and it turns everything that's sour sweet. You'll find out about it soon, because I'm going to bring back lots of seeds.
Well, that sounds pretty amazing. Here's your ticket.
Thank you.
Oh, Pam, why aren't people buying tickets to the Christmas miracle? They keep talking about this miracle and that miracle, but no one is interested in the true miracle.
Well, Devin, I think people just get caught up in everything else and forget about the true meaning of the holiday. You know, the season of Advent is about waiting, being patient, trusting God, and that everything will work out well. I promise with all that things will work out well, and we will be amazed and blessed by the true Christmas miracle.
Patience is so hard, I don't like to wait.
The true meaning of Christmas. Now that is an interesting concept, isn't it? Makes you ponder a bit, doesn't it? All these people rushing to get everything ready for their special holiday travels. Rush, rush, rush. And all along, they are thinking they are visiting the place of their own Christmas miracle. But we know differently, don't we? And I am sure we all know a little bit about patience. Waiting is difficult, isn't it? Trusting in God that all will be well. Now let's sit back a bit. I think the story is about to get really interesting.
What is that light?
Whisper,
There's no room for us, and they said that they're filled.
Well, I don't exactly have a room, but I do have a place that you can rest. Let me take you there.
Thank you.
Hello, I am the angel of the Lord. I bring you good news. A child will be born tonight, a son, the Messiah. He will bring peace, joy, and hope, and will become our teacher. Now sit down for a bit and listen to the story of the true Christmas miracle.
This is the story of the first Christmas, the night Jesus Christ was born. We celebrate this to remember the hope and joy that this tiny baby brought to the world on that extraordinary night in Bethlehem almost 2,000 years ago. Now, on this special night in a manger built for animals, Mary gave birth. Jesus was born as God's gift to us all. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be taxed. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth to Galilee, to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn and son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there is no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of a great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord." The shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who had heard were amazed. "Look, Jesus has arrived." So I ask, what is the true Christmas miracle?
The birth of Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the bringer of peace, hope, and love.
Let's all sing one verse of Away in a Manger.